Praise God. I'm so glad you're with me this week. You know, last week I shared with you that I had the privilege of going to a conference at Bethel with two of my dearest friends. Well, over 1,000 of us attended, and the atmosphere was charged with the Holy Spirit, with praise, and a great deal of expectation. Miracles took place, faith grew, and the Lord touched each of us in a very personal and dynamic way. Whenever I come back from a conference or retreat where I'm challenged and inspired, re-entry can be a little tricky, and this week was no different. I came home to a house full of very sick kids and grandkids, as well as other mountains to declare moved. Not surprising, the enemy was on hand to challenge me. You know, seeking the Lord both for myself and later for a good friend, the Holy Spirit highlighted a few concepts around spiritual warfare that I want to share with you. Nothing new, but good reminders. John 10:10 in the Passion says, "A thief has only one thing in mind. He wants to steal, slaughter, and destroy. But I have come to give you everything in abundance, more than you expect, life in its fullness, until you overflow." When we receive a new truth that changes us and perhaps the course of our ministry, the enemy has only one thing in mind: to steal and destroy it. However, if we're able to remember this and prepare ourselves with the armor that God's provided, we'll never be left in a place of defeat, but rather we'll live in that place of abundance instead of scarcity and fear. Ephesians 6:10 instructs us to find our strength not in ourselves, but remembering how strong we are in the Lord and empowered by our union with Him. In the Passion, it says, "Now, my beloved ones, I have saved these most important truths for last. Be supernaturally infused with strength through your life union with the Lord Jesus. Stand victorious with the force of His explosive power flowing in and through you." This teaching reminds me of our study last week covering our covenant promises in Psalm 103, not forgetting one of God's benefits, which include both complete forgiveness and inner and physical healing. Again in the Passion, "With my whole heart, with my whole life, and with my innermost being, I bow in wonder and love before you, the Holy God, Yahweh. You are my soul's celebration. How could I ever forget the miracles of kindness you've done for me? You kissed my heart with forgiveness. In spite of all I've done, you healed me inside and out from every disease." That was the song of David's heart. You know, when the enemy comes at us with condemnation, we remind him that God has infused our heart with forgiveness and healed us from all the diseases Satan brings our way. We all have different areas where we're vulnerable to the enemy's attack, so it's vitally important to acknowledge them so that we're able to create a ready defense. It seems to be the heart and the mind that are most commonly under siege. Old lies emerge telling us that we're not all that powerful, but rather we're really victims of our past mistakes or our wounds. The pastor we heard and the miracles that took place, no, they're not really for us. Then our heart sinks and heaviness or fear flood in, threatening to take over. This is not meant to be an exhaustive study on spiritual warfare, but rather a brief look at some of the pieces of the armor that will help us in times of these kinds of attacks. Ephesians 6:14 through 17. "Put on truth as a belt to strengthen you to stand in triumph. Put on holiness as a protective armor that covers your heart. Stand on your feet alert, then you'll always be ready to share the blessings of peace. In every battle, take faith as your wraparound shield, for it's able to extinguish the blazing arrows coming at you from the evil one. Embrace the power of salvation's full deliverance like a helmet to protect your thoughts from lies. And take that mighty, razor-sharp spirit sword of the spoken word of God." You know, in other versions, we're instructed to put on a breastplate of righteousness. It's that covering that protects our heart, made up of the truths of our new identity in Christ, that we're holy, that we're set apart, that we're more than conquerors because we're covered by His power and authority. You know, as I was praying for a friend, the Lord showed me a picture of what a shield might look like. It was made up of a patchwork of metal pieces soldered together. Each patch of iron was a truth that would combat a lying arrow from the enemy. Familiar teaching, but with a new and powerful visual. Identify the lie and find the corresponding truth to combat it. I am encouraging you to create your own shield. Draw it out or write it out and record it so you're able to look at it or listen to it until you know it intimately. Name the arrows the enemy is usually throwing your way and create a shield of truth to deflect them. Add to that the amazing shield, your declarations of the spoken word of God. Declare the truths and promises you need most often. Again, record them and listen to them over and over if you can. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the preach word of God. We're able to create and preach a very customized message of faith just for ourselves. In conclusion, Ephesians 6:11, put on God's whole armor, the armor of heavy armed soldier, which God supplies, that you may be able to successfully stand against all the strategies and deceits of the devil. The enemy wants to steal from us, but if we remember these and other elements given to us to combat his crafty strategies and deceptions, we'll always be victorious.